Hello, everybody. Welcome to Radio Munson. Welcome to another Radio Munson from just outside of Tucson, Arizona. Tonight, just a little ways up Dove Mountain, where it's chillier than it is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois, USA. Go figure. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time and 8 o'clock Mountain Time. And we're not very far up the mountain, but I'm telling you, we've had a cold week. Three nights in a row below freezing. And, it's just terrible suffering. Terrible suffering out here. Well, I hope you have most of your Christmas shopping done, and perhaps you're doing a little wrapping tonight. And the reason I say that is because we're going to do some wrapping ourselves here. I don't mean rap music. I just mean we're going to do some wrapping. What we're going to do is we're going to take your troubles and, well, listen.
What price happiness? What price happiness? Who can truthfully say? But for every share with tears we pay. Love is happiness. I've had happiness, but it ended one day. Now I look at life a different way. When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Your castle may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
Like to do a little dreaming, a little I would call it daydreaming, except it's in the evening. But we sort of let go of the real world for a little while on Thursday nights on GLT on Radio Munson, and we just put ourselves in a different time, a different place, and listen to some great music. That's Kat Gang. Have you ever heard of her? Kat, K-A-T, Gang, just like our gang, G-A-N-G. She's a jazz singer, heard all over New York City. Sometimes actress. And that was Mike Renzi playing piano and Harry Allen on tenor sax. Warren Bechet was a guy playing cornet. John Allred on trombone, Bucky Pizzarelli playing his guitar, and Jay Leonhardt on bass, and Joe Eshwan on drums. She had the cream of the crop in New York, Epping Red. I don't think I said that was an opener tonight, that instrumental called Big Swing Face. Bill Potts wrote that song, but it was made famous by Buddy Rich, the drummer, and his band. This time it was a Chicago-based limited edition big band. I'm glad you're along with Radio Munson this evening. Broadcasting from Tucson, Arizona, a little ways up Dove Mountain. Glad you're on board, wherever you are. Have a great lineup for you tonight. Stick around.
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You looking swell, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly. You still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So, take a rap, fellas, find an empty lap, fellas, darling, then go away again.
Hit in 1964. Carol Channing sang it in the show, right? But Louis Armstrong recorded that demo record to promote the show, actually, and they released it as a single. It became number one in the country. It replaced three consecutive Beatles songs that were number one in the country, 1964. It was the record of the year in 1965, and Satchmo's recording of Hello, Dolly is in the Grammy Hall of Fame these days. Here's another trumpet player from that era. Jonah Jones was using a shuffle beat. Thank you. have some bottles, some bangles, and some bright, shiny beads, of course. With Jonah Jones and that shuffle beat, boy, he sold a bunch of albums in the 1960s, particularly early, the first half of the 1960s. Almost as many as Louis Armstrong was selling. Satchmo had that resurgence, thanks to Hello Dolly and a couple of other hits at the time. I'm Don Munson. My email address is don@wglt.org. Glad you're along this evening. Here's something Rosemary Clooney did. It was an old Nelson Riddle arrangement. This was recorded after Nelson's death. A bunch of great musicians on this, including Wayne Bergeron playing a muted trumpet and Chauncey Welsh playing trombone.
Mean to me, why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you'll phone. You don't, and I'm left alone, singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day in the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near. Dear, it must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me?
We're east of the sun tonight here on Radio Munson, Richard Maltby's old band. And that was another one of those songs that belonged to Tommy Dorsey's orchestra, but it was Frank Sinatra's vocal that really made it popular for Dorsey. If you were along last week on Radio Munson on Thursday night, you got our little treatment of Sinatra songs. We did an all Sinatra program. We had a little technical problem for the first, say, 20 minutes of the program, so many of you did not get to hear the first 20 minutes of it. So we're going to repeat the whole shebang on New Year's Eve from 7 to 9. And that's only 2 weeks away, you know, 2 weeks away. So we'll it's not all Sinatra singing. Some of the program is songs that Sinatra made famous, but sung by other people. Here's one I wish I had included next week. John Pizzarelli did this, and it's a unique arrangement. Don Sobeski put together a band for John Pizzarelli and recorded Our Love Is Here to Stay. As a counterpoint, the band was playing Follow Me. Are you familiar with the song Lil' Darlin' that the Basie band did? It was written by Neil Hefti. And that's what Sobeski uses as a counterpoint to Our Love Is Here to Stay.
The more I read the papers, the less I comprehend the world and all its capers and how it all will end. Nothing seems to be lasting, but that isn't our affair. We've got something permanent, I mean, in the way we care. It's very clear. Our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone. Made of clay, but But oh, my dear, our love is here to stay.
Thank you, George and Ira Gershwin, and thank you, Neil Hefti, who wrote Little Darlin', which was the counterpoint, and John Pizzarelli sings it. Don Sobeski, great arranger in New York City, put them all together. Here's another song associated with Sinatra that Keeley Smith did.
That's where he fell in love when stars above came out to play. And now as he wonders, his thoughts ever stray south of the border, down Mexico way. She was a picture in old Spanish lace, just for a tender while he kissed the smile upon her face. For it was fiesta and they were so gay, south of the border, down Mexico way. Then she sighed as she whispered mañana, never dreaming that they were courting. And he lied as he whispered mañana, for their tomorrow I never, never came. South of the border he rode back one day, south of the border, down Mexico way.
Candlelight.
Keeley Smith and Frankie Capp's band, and South of the Border, done by, I forget what year Sinatra did that. We'll do the Sinatra special again. We'll repeat it on New Year's Eve, 2 weeks from tonight. Of course, we'll have some music that just fits with your Christmas Eve activities next week here on the program. We pick up Sinatra in about 1939 or 1940. Here's a song that was popular in 1940 where bandleader Johnny Long used his whole band to do the vocal. Johnny Long's band. Here's a thing from the Jimmy Lunsford band book. Dan Grissom was Jimmy's vocalist when they recorded A Song for You, Little Coquette. Thank you.
keep fooling little coquette, making fun of the ones who love you, breaking heart, you're ruling little coquette, true heart, tenderly dreaming of you. Someday you'll fall in love as I fell in love with you. Maybe someone you love will just be fooling. And when you're all alone with only regrets, you know, little coquette, I love you.
Yeah, that's Quincy Jones' band of the 1950s. Quincy Jones was just coming into his own as a band arranger, although he'd been doing a lot of work for Count Basie, among others, and has just had so much success in the years since. That's Choo Choo Chibogie, which was a song identified with Louis Jordan, who was a saxophonist and a singer and much more. They called him the father of rhythm and blues, the grandfather of rock and roll. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Louis Jordan played that powerful saxophone and had this wild and woolly amalgam of jazz and blues that he and his Timpani Five played. They called it sort of jump blues or jump and jive. Louis Jordan. Here he is with a lyric that the scat singer John Hendricks did for him in 1953, a little jump and blues. Thank you.
if you're gonna be my baby, listen to your daddy and you never will regret it. And if anybody wonders, you can tell them that I said it. The only thing I know is that I never can forget you. I've been longing for you, baby, ever since the day I met you. I got you where I want you and I'm never gonna let you get away from me. Hear what I tell you, I'm the man for you, and so you better start to face it. If you ever lose my love, you know you never can replace it. I think it's time for you to start to giving me some loving, cause I'm carrying a torch for you that's hotter than an oven. It's time for you and me to do a little turtle doving. Baby, hold me tight, do what I tell you. I want you to be my baby. If you're gonna be my baby, ain't no use in stalling, baby, say that you be mine.
Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five and a little vocalese written by John Hendricks. We have a little bit of everything here tonight on Radio Munson. Here's a little gypsy jazz, well, New York style gypsy jazz. A group of guys, veterans of the music wars in New York City, got together and called themselves the Hot Club of 52nd Street. 52nd Street, of course, being the old swing street. Howard Alden plays lead guitar here with Bucky Pizzarelli playing rhythm, Johnny Frigo on fiddle, and Michael Moore playing bass on Some of These Days. Thank you. The Hot Club of 52nd Street. Yeah, they love them in Midtown Manhattan. The late Johnny Frigo is the guy who's playing the violin there with the guitarist Howard Alden and Bucky Pizzarelli, and the bass player was Michael Moore. And Some of These Days. Well, this is the day we're going to play something by a society band leader. I was thinking about Lester Lannan the other day. Lester Lannan. His name was about as famous as any band leader who's ever lived, I think. A lot of other band leaders sold many more records than he did and played on national broadcasts more often than he did. But Lester Lannan played the best places, everywhere from the White House to Buckingham Palace, the Plaza Hotel, the grand ballrooms of the Vanderbilts and the Rockefellers in their homes, their cottages, as it were. That rarefied, perhaps fading species, the society band and the society band leader. Lester Lannan was 97 when he died 11 years ago. He was so popular, he sent out several bands on any given night, all with the name of Lester Lannan's orchestra. And a lot of people listening danced to Lester Lannan, particularly those from the East, although his bands eventually spread all over the country. He always played medleys. He played really danceable music. Almost everything was in a medley. And each song was separated from the one before and the one after by a little accordion interlude. Lester Lannan Society Band. Here's a little sample. Now that is a good society orchestra, Lester Lannan's orchestra from, well, I don't know. I mean, it could have been in really almost any decade of the second half of the 20th century and into the 21st century. As a matter of fact, Lester died in, I think it was about 2004. He was 97 years old. Did you recognize the tunes in that medley? It was Peg of My Heart, I Don't Know Why, I Don't Know Why I Love You Like I Do, Heart of My Heart. And then a song called Heart. It was You Gotta Have Heart, you know that song. And Jada. Do you think any couple getting married today or their friends would recognize any of those songs? The generations just don't listen to the same music anymore. And, of course, that was part of the success of Lester Lannan's orchestra, is that generation after generation after generation was at least exposed to many of the same songs. Not so anymore. I have earbuds in my ear right now, and I'm just listening to what I'm listening to. We're not listening to the same thing at the same time very often anymore. I'm Don Munson. I'm glad you're listening wherever you are. I hope it's not being forced on you. I hope you're listening by choice. And let me hear from you, by the way. I love to hear from you wherever in the world you're listening online to Radio Munson at WGLT.org. Here's Anita O'Day with vibraphonist Cal Jader and his group.
Just in time I found you, just in time before you came. My time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed. Nowhere to go, now you're here. Now I know just where I'm going, no more doubt or fear. I found my way, for love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life that lovely day. Just in time I found you, just in time before you came. My time was running low. Oh, I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed. Nowhere to go, now you're here. Now I know more just where I'm going, no more dark fear. I found my way, for love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life that lovely day. I'm going, no doubt or fear. I found my way, hey, just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life, that lovely day.